The same study also established a direct connection between serotonin levels in the pineal gland and tremors, such as tardive dyskinesia, Parkinson's disease, and even epileptic seizures. They found several studies showing significant differences between the severity of dystonic movements, tremors, in patients with no pineal gland calcification and those with pathologically enlarged pineal gland calcification. Many health professionals have discussed the problems with calcification in the body. In the worst-case scenario, it can even create painful conditions like gout, in which your feet and toes have so much calcification that they form crystals that hurt when they break. The most important key to eliminating calcification is a healthy diet. If you drink lots of purified water, you help your liver and kidneys flush out all these toxins. Eating a diet of fresh, organic, raw foods ensures you won't have pesticides and preservatives accumulating in your body and creating mineral deposits. Dr. Weston Price found that many traditional undisturbed cultures had much higher bone density from eating their native foods. Their teeth stayed beautifully straight without any need for orthodontics, and they hardly ever got cavities without even brushing. As soon as processed Western foods were introduced into their diets, such as refined sugar, white flour, non-organic dairy, and factory-farmed meats, their teeth became crooked and started to rot out of their heads. Thankfully, by going back to a pure, natural diet rich in traditional foods, including organic animal products, we can actually reverse these problems and decalcify the pineal gland. Dr. Price identified a compound he called Activator X, which is also now known as vitamin K2 in these traditional foods, which seemed to be the key ingredient. If you're a vegetarian, you can get it from organic butter oil, harvested from cattle who feed only on fresh, organic, rapidly growing grass. Meat eaters can take fermented cod liver oil or rat fish liver oil, which is even better. Price also recommended combining land and sea, butter oil, and fermented fish liver oil for even stronger results. Activator X is also found in organic grass-fed eggs and meat products. In his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, Dr. Price reveals controversial photographs of people who apparently reversed tooth decay and regrew enamel once they restored Activator X into their diets. Arterial plaque, the great killer in heart attacks and strokes, could also be cleaned out, and pineal function greatly improved by decreasing its calcification. As we look over the information in this chapter, there are compelling avenues for new research. I want to make it clear that I do not consider the source field to be some abstract, metaphysical idea. I agree with many Russian scientists who have concluded that the source field is directly measurable as a spinning current within gravity. It appears that the more you screen out the influence of electromagnetic energy fields, the more sensitive you become to the information within the source field, perhaps through the pineal gland, as the ancient traditions suggest. Considering all the information we have surveyed in these last three chapters, the obvious question we now must ask ourselves is this: what is consciousness? Where is the mind getting its orders from? And what may be a hidden, ongoing form of post-hypnotic suggestion from some other aspect of ourselves? Are thoughts happening in the brain, where they then generate an energy wave that can move through the source field? Or are we actually using the source field to think and even share a collective mind with all others as well?